Immediately preceding our gospel reading for today, St. Matthew recounts a series of conversations between Jesus and his disciples. First, Jesus asks them who they think he is, and Peter correctly answers that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. Then Jesus tells them that he must go to Jerusalem to suffer and to die. No, Peter cries out, and Jesus promptly rebukes Peter. Jesus reveals that he is the long-awaited Messiah, but that he must suffer and die, and so will his followers. As Peter, James, and John were climbing that mountain, perhaps they were discussing among themselves, if this guy truly is the Messiah, why should he die? To them it made no sense. But as Jesus is transfigured, his face shining like the sun, a voice from a cloud declares, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." It's similar to the voice heard at Jesus' baptism. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." But this time, the voice, the Father, adds, "Listen to him." They don't want to listen to him, though. They don't like what Jesus has to say, that they would have to suffer and die, and that he would have to suffer and die. It's the same voice that told Abram, "Go forth from the land of your kinsfolk, from your father's house, leave your family, and go to a new land." Did Abram want to go? Maybe not. But as the first reading states, he went as the Lord directed him. Through this migration, God would make a great nation, thereby blessing all the communities of the earth. It is the same voice that spoke to Moses on a mountaintop, first instructing him to deliver the Israelites, and then giving Moses the Ten Commandments. And now that same voice is speaking to the disciples. Listen to him. Discipleship is not easy. As Jesus told his disciples, it entails bearing the cross. But the hardship is not suffered alone. No, it is suffered with Christ himself, and as St. Paul insists, with the strength that comes from God. Through his death, Jesus destroyed death and brought life and immortality. Discipleship means bearing a cross, but it also means the destruction of death and the creation of eternal life. My sisters and brothers, the Messiah, the Son of God, will suffer and die, but through him, suffering and death will be transformed, transfigured into eternal life. That is the good news that Jesus brings to us all. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.